from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Public Library building on 2nd Avenue was under lockdown for a short time early this afternoon as police looked for someone wielding a gun. It began with a report from the Canadian Mental Health Association office in the same building saying it was given information that someone with a firearm was seen outside the building. City police could find no such person and no evidence of a threat. The area was declared safe and the lockdown was lifted. As quiet as the forest fire season in our region has been this year, there are a couple new, albeit minor, fires to report headed into the weekend. There are two very small ones south of Timmins and west of Highway 144. MNRF Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte says one is 0.3 hectares in size. The other one is 3 hectares, and they're both being held. Lizotte tells Country 93.1 News that the weekend weather forecast is for light wind and potentially some rain.
Wind is always a big factor, but luckily there don't seem to be an extreme wind. The rain, we'll take any rain that we can get. It just depends where the rain falls, if it happens to be over the fires or not.
The fire danger rating is high in these parts, with small pockets where it's extreme. For the second time this year, Ontario is getting a new education minister. Todd Smith, who took over the portfolio from Stephen Lecce in early June, has announced he's leaving politics for a job in the private sector. Smith says the last 13 years serving the people of his Eastern Ontario riding have been the honor of a lifetime. There will soon be an app to keep track of people who are ordered deported. The Canadian Press reports the Canada Border Services Agency will launch the app this fall. It would reportedly use biometrics to confirm a person's identity and record their location data when they use the app to check in. The report says the idea has been pitched since 2021. Well, come Monday, we're offering one more opportunity for you to catch up on the local news of the day at 6 o'clock in the evening. So if getting home, making supper, and getting your kids to wherever they have to go gets in the way of hearing Country 93.1 News at 4 or 5 o'clock, you can tune in at 6. There's also the podcast of our 5 o'clock news that's posted every day within minutes of it being on the air.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.